Good morning. Thanks for listening to the Everything Swallow podcast.
Wow. That was like a syrup burp. Remember when Missy threw up after doing a syrup shot? That was fun. That girl's crazy. Who will be wearing the dickhead mask at the Halloween party is the question, Shayna. My body feels tired.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Oh, well, we've been running around this place like a crazy person.
And every time I feel like I'm getting close to completing something, something gets added.
Not today.
Nothing's going to add today?
Nope.
I'm not making a big vagina pinata to stuff full of prizes for the Halloween party?
Nope. I don't think so. We've done so much.
That's just something else to make. I just don't want to make anything else.
No, we need to just finish it up.
The sandworm is a big project.
Yeah. It is awesome.
I did not want it on the roof.
Are we starting?
No.
Okay.
But I don't, it's...
Is it too much on the roof?
No, I just didn't want to do the work.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I know, you got mad.
It would have been better if it would have just been...
Through a fit.
On the fence.
Well...
Before we had decided it.
It's there now.
It's there now. It's the... it will greet every guest when they come. Which I noticed on the Halloween invite, we've lost a...
A few.
An attendee.
Yeah, I think like two.
Our numbers are going down.
Are we
losing popularity? I don't think so. I'm having a cup of tea this morning.
No, Lisa Olander.
Oh, Lisa.
That's who was on there, and then she can't come now because she's taking her mother-in-law on a road trip.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Can't she start the road trip on Sunday?
I don't know.
I think you could.
Are we starting?
Yes.
This is how we started this morning?
No, we haven't started. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Let's have a little normalcy here.
Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
Put it over here. Slide it right over, babe.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I am good. My I am sore.
You're tired.
I'm tired. I feel like my body is kind of wore out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you have been busy as shit too, but I'm just telling you about my body asserting.
Because we need to go to the hot tub.
So bad. We need to get our hot tub set up.
Yes, we do. After this party on
After
Sunday.
After this party.
When you get home on Sunday.
From work.
We're doing it.
Yeah, how smart am I? I forgot to take the day off after the party.
Right.
Well, oh well.
Well, you just kind of started that, so.
True. It's a new job, so I can't be taking days off.
No, not right away.
But I want to address the decorations.
Okay.
Okay, because I don't want to make any more decorations. You said we're not going to today. The Beetlejuice is awesome. The sandworm.
We're not going to make any more today. But tomorrow is a new day.
Oh.
And it's always a new day for fresh new hope.
A new life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just got to get my paper.
But listen,
done.
With that thing out front, that's the only thing we need out front.
Yeah, that and some web.
Yeah, and some lights.
I want a strobe light out there.
Okay, well, we'll pick one up today.
Because
we have one, but it's already being used.
Yeah,
so
that's it. And then
we'll pick up another one.
Need to get a black light for.
We need to go to Spirit, get you a wig.
I need a wig for the dog, because I'm the dog. The hunter.
Yeah. And then that's it. I mean, then the backyard is pretty much done. Got to hang a few more lights.
Oh.
And that's about it.
This party is going to be off the hook.
Off of the hook.
I'm worried.
Don't be.
About the hook being broken.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be so off of it.
I got a big hook.
You got a big hook.
Hey, how great was yesterday?
Man. Yesterday was amazing.
Talking with Vernon?
Vernon. He was an amazing guy.
The healer?
Yeah.
Who knew we were practicing all those things and didn't even know?
Yeah, in a way, we kind of were. We've been practicing tantric sex and tantric, I don't know, relations?
Yeah. Yeah, our whole life. Our whole time together.
Stuff? Yeah. That's because I like to take my time.
Yeah.
Except for today. Today, I did not take my time.
wasn't all your fault.
Yeah, no. It's your fault, too.
Sometimes it takes two to tango.
Mm-hmm. I'm having green tea this morning.
Oh, good for you.
The coffee's been hurting my tummy.
Yeah, off the coffee.
So I think I'm going to get off the coffee.
Get off.
Did you just say that?
Yep.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Off the coffee.
I was like, wow, I feel like I just heard that.
Yeah, it's just your little Jiminy Cricket voice inside your head.
I'm going to need some meth to get through this fucking party, man.
I don't even know that's still a thing.
I don't think it is either. I think meth has gone by the wayside.
But yeah.
Back in the day, boy, I'd get some meth. 24 years ago, I had some good meth once.
That's funny. Once. You know what? I think I did too.
Yeah, once.
Once.
Just that one time.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Well, I got mine for my sisters.
Your sisters are bad news. I don't like any of them.
That's okay. They don't like me.
That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're dumb. So you won't have any family members at this party except for your mom and dad.
Yeah, weird, right?
And we will only have one child at this party because ours is moving away to Texas, Colorado, California.
Get it right.
Today, tomorrow.
Where is she going? Tomorrow, she's getting a truck Friday.
Tomorrow, huh?
Friday morning.
Because she's leaving in a U-Haul. Gotta take all her crap with her. She's bumming because she starts a new job on Monday.
Yeah.
Boy, she didn't give herself a whole lot of time. She works Thursday. She works today.
Yep.
She's moving tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then has to start a new job on Monday.
Yep.
That's getting it done. That's doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what's being an adult, right?
Not messing around.
A little scary. So we've had a pretty exciting couple days here. We should kind of recap what we've done the last couple days.
Go ahead.
We had the big dinner on Monday night.
Oh, right. That's why... Ooh. I slapped myself in the face with my headphones.
Sunday.
Monday we did.
Sunday we decided to decorate all Sunday evening and drink.
Until midnight.
Or 1 in the morning. And then someone else showed up.
Allie was here.
Allie showed up at our house at 10 o'clock at night. Listen, it's okay if you show up at our house at 10 o'clock at night. Just don't show up at our house at 10 o'clock at night.
That's not true. That's not true.
If you need assistance from the Swallows at 10 o'clock at night, you get your asses over here.
The problem was is that we then had a little mini party.
Yeah, but we were on our way to the bedroom.
I know.
Like, we're like, all right, let's go to bed. And we're going to the bed. And then there's a on the door. And I was like, what in the hell? Someone's at our... And I open up the door. And there's Allie. Are you guys partying?
And like, guess what?
We are now.
We were then.
I think we partied till like 1.
Yeah, it was fun.
She's good.
Yeah.
She's got a good kid.
Yeah. They're fun.
That's good. That's good they come over here. I like being influences in people's lives.
Yeah, that's good. I do. Nice.
I do like being a positive influence in people's lives. You know, we're kind of healers.
Fun. Yeah,
you
I know.
We are.
We learned that yesterday.
Yeah, we've been healing for a long time.
Didn't even know it. Doing it all for free.
So then we got up Monday and felt like someone had kicked us all in the head.
Yeah.
Which is why there was not a podcast for Monday.
Yeah.
And then I remembered I'd forgotten to even post Friday's podcast.
Right.
So I posted that on Monday. And then Monday we tried to get this house in some sort of an order to have a dinner party because our daughter, who's leaving this weekend, wanted to have a last supper with the family. It was like her...
And it was totally last minute.
Dead girl walking.
Yeah.
And so nothing specific, you know, just barbecue chicken, mom's favorite scalloped potatoes, and asparagus on the side. With some red wine. But nothing specific, Mom. Just a dinner would be fine. So we had the whole family over. There was, 9 of us mm-hmm. here, and we had a great dinner. And that was nice.
Yeah. Even Tiffany came. That was great. I thought that was really great.
Which is our niece, which we haven't seen in several years.
Arielle and her stay in pretty close contact, so it was nice that she came down and saw her.
They're friends. Mm-hmm. They've known each other their whole life.
Their whole life.
It's the only cousin she really has a relationship with.
Yeah.
Really.
But they're like the same age and the same.
Yeah.
And they were always kind of together.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice. That was fun. So then that happened on Monday, and then we had a good time, and we got through the hangover. And then I feel like that was a long time ago, but that was just, yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday, and you did
Oy vey.
Paper mache and created the sandworm.
I did the head for the sandworm from Beetlejuice.
And we hung it.
And we hung it with Marlon and Joe. And it's hanging out of the window on the front of the house now. So now we're marked.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we are. We don't play around with no Home Depot inflatable sandworm.
No.
Maybe you've seen it on top of Chubby's. No. That's not us.
No. We made our own.
We make our decorations.
Got to repurpose things.
So we handmade a sandworm.
Yeah.
Maybe you've seen pictures on Facebook. I'll get some more up today.
I don't know if we put any on. I haven't been on Facebook in like a week.
I posted a couple.
I even tried to take a video of you and Marlon making paper mache yesterday, and then it just turned pornographic.
We were just making paper mache.
Yeah, big paper mache cocks.
It was not. It was a tongue for the sandworm.
Well, you're running around like it's a big old cock. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I kind of had that shape after it was done. Yeah, it's the tongue. Hey. The sandworm was a tongue. So that's been busy. And so today, another busy day.
Today's another busy day.
This party is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Do most people do this much work to have a god dang party?
No.
Or you just say, hey, let's have a party. Open up friggin' doors and have a party.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Why don't we do that?
I don't do that.
You don't do that?
I don't do that.
One time we had a redneck party. Remember, we were just going to have a trailer park party.
Yeah.
A flamingo party. We just asked everyone to bring flamingos.
Yeah.
And we spent 2 weeks bedazzling god dang bingo. Flamingos. We had an army of flamingos in the front yard.
That was bedazzled. So great.
That was a great party. Everyone brought a flamingo.
Yeah, Some people came dressed.
Yeah, as trailer park trash.
Yeah.
I was already dressed.
So. That's fine. I don't know. I do go over the top. I'm an overachiever.
You are an overachiever.
Well, listen, if you're coming to my house, you need to be able to check out and look at all of the amazing things that are in my house.
We have a museum.
Yeah. And we've made like 95% of everything that's in here.
That's the crazy part about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird part. That's why my hands are so sore.
Everything's for sale, people. Everything's for sale.
Yeah, if you're at the Halloween party and you see something on a shelf that you'd like to take home with you.
You just buy it.
Just buy it. So a lot of it has tags on it. A lot of stuff in this house has price tags on it.
Living Oddities show.
Yeah, right. This is a Halloween party oddities show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bring cash. Well, we take Venmo.
Yeah.
And PayPal. Venmo, cash.
Yeah.
Hand jobs. Right, gift cards.
Supposed to say gift cards, not hand jobs.
That's what I said was gift cards. We are punchy today.
It's only gonna get better. Gonna get better.
What's all over my shirt?
I don't know. Food? You haven't even eaten. I gotta do some things today. I have to sew today.
I don't know how you're gonna do that.
On a sewing machine.
Duh.
You sew, and you put it in, and you go, and it sews, and it sews, and it sews, until you take your foot off the pedal, then it stops sewing. But that's it.
Oh, man. Excuse me. Yeah, your work table is covered.
No way, man. I can see, like, half of it.
What are you going to sew?
I'm so close.
Oh, you got to sew on Marlon's coat?
Yeah, that's all I got to sew.
So you can move that over to this table. You can do it on this table.
I can sew on that big table.
You could sew on your ass.
I can sew your face shut.
I'll sew your face shut.
It's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it. But now I'm more excited about the hot tub.
The hot tub's going up. We got the inflatable hot tub in the backyard. No clothing allowed.
Well.
Except for my mom.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I'm okay with seeing nude.
Just not mom.
Oh, ma. But mom's going to be working at different schedules.
Oh, yeah, she got a job.
My mom got a job.
So that means she's staying.
Well, she's staying in Colorado.
Right.
And she's just going to start looking for a place to live.
Right.
Real, real soon.
After she starts her job.
Once she gets in that job and gets settled in. So mom got the job, and she's going to be working the swing shift. So she'll be gone from 2 until 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of hot tubbing.
That's our dirtiest time.
That's a lot of hot tubbing with friends time.
Mm-hmm. Hot tubbing with
friends. Everyone's going to want to come over.
That should be an app. Hot tubbing with friends.
Mm. And then what? You just log on and it shows you your closest friend with a hot tub?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. If their hot tub is open, you can go on over.
Right. You could set a open and close sign for your hot tub on the Hot Tub with Friends app.
And you think that we're done after the Halloween party, but we're not, because then you got to take down all the decorations out back and build a wall and close in our hot tub.
Yeah. I was talking with your dad about that already.
Yeah, he's excited.
Is he?
Yeah.
But we can't use Plex. It's too expensive.
Right. Well,
and he got all that for free.
Yeah.
So we'll have to come up with something else that we can see through.
Yeah.
It won't be an arm and a leg. Or if you've got a bunch of sheets of plexiglass, I told him we should go to Habitat for Humanity and buy some old windows that are cranks and put windows in there.
Yeah. That's
repurpose old windows. Well, you're still using 2x4s. It's not that much work. You just make a hole for it.
You're the one just complaining about the work you're doing right now.
Yeah, but that was because it was what you wanted.
Wow. So you only complain when it's something I want?
No, not always.
That makes sense.
But unfortunately, yes.
I don't complain about the things that you want.
You should start.
I think I will.
Yeah, I would.
Ah. I'm going to be a complainer just like you.
I would. No. No. The one complainer per household, baby.
Well, it's time to switch. I'm going to complain and you have to cater.
I don't know how to stop.
Well, you have to.
You don't even know how to start complaining.
I can start complaining right now. Go. I feel like I am complaining right now.
You're not. You're just agreeing with me in a weird way.
That you're a complainer?
In a weird way, you're agreeing with me. You know, that's what makes us work, honey.
Yeah.
Is that we're opposites.
So great.
I have gaps, and you have gaps, but together... We fill those gaps. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotta be different gaps.
You've been telling me that for 20 years.
And it still rings true. Mm. As true as it did when Rocky said it to Adrian.
I feel like I'm filling more of your gaps.
Well, I'm gappy. Oh my God, I'm extra gappy. I mean, I'm not denying it. The size of my gaps are breathtaking. But you've met my mom.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I feel tired, too. I feel like my brain is tired. We've been doing a lot of other stuff and nothing for ourselves, which is really weird.
It's not like us. Uh-uh. And we've got to get our ass together because we can't be exhausted at our party.
I know.
So we got to get done. So Friday,
it's just chilling.
And then pumpkin carving Friday night.
Yeah, so we changed it. Thursday is going to be Jello shots.
Yeah.
Pumpkin carving is going to be Friday night so that they last for Saturday.
Yep.
And then next week, Melinda's coming on the show.
And then next week, the podcast has got guests again.
Yeah, we're back.
You start a job on Monday.
I do. It's Christmas time. Christmas. Shayna loves Christmas.
You have a job.
Yeah.
You're back at St. Nick starting next week.
I work seasonally there every now and then. Off and on for
like 24 hours a week. That's a lot.
It's 3 days.
That's a lot of time.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
What am I going to do? I only work one of those days.
You're going to be here with your mom.
Oh, no. That'll be fun. Till 10.
Till 10.
Till 2.
Till 2.
2 to 6. 2 to 10.
2 to 10.
I'll ride my bike.
I only work like
10
what?
To 6.
No. I will work like 21 days.
Oh, my God, that's so many days.
I don't even know if it's that many.
I can't be that far away.
Because I'll work now. I'll work through November.
You work till Christmas, right?
Yeah, maybe. I might leave early.
A little before Christmas?
Yeah, because I work in the design department at St. Nick's Christmas store in Inglewood.
Inglewood. It's in Inglewood.
It's Inglewood. Off Santa Fe and Bellevue. Come in and see me.
It might be Littleton.
I'll make you a bow.
You'll make you the best bow you ever had bowed.
Make you some tree toppers.
Yeah.
Would you like a nice centerpiece? We have those.
Go see Shayna at St. Nick's.
Absolutely.
Go to St. Nick's.
Go there. It's
freaking amazing. If you've never been and you thought, I've always kind of wanted to go into that store, well, wait till Monday or Tuesday or next week and Shayna will be there.
Yeah.
And go into that store and see Shayna and be overwhelmed with Christmas.
It's the most wonderful store on the planet.
Yeah. If there's anything you could think of that you would like to have as a Christmas ornament, I bet you they have pot leaf Christmas ornaments by now.
Oh, they might.
They have to. You know what I mean? They have pot leaf. Bless you.
Thank you.
Pot leaf everything. We saw a young kid on the airplane when we went to Dallas or Houston.
With a pot leaf blanket.
With a pot leaf blanket.
With his mom.
With his mom. And he was like 10.
Yeah.
So, yep. There's pot leaf everything. I bet you there's pot. I saw pot, cigarettes.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Cigarette
they
pack.
Have everything. But they have everything, too, like in the spring and summer, too. They have beautiful spring flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you need lighting for your backyard, that is the place to go.
Good morning, Mom.
They have everything to be lit.
Hey. Aren't y'all on? Yeah, we're recording. Yeah, it's a great place. I want to spend money every year. That's where I bought my most favorite and prized Christmas tree.
Yep.
It's a 7-foot chrome mylar tree.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wonderful.
It's a tinsel tree.
It looks like the old school aluminum tree.
Yeah.
But are we kind of over it?
I don't know. I've really enjoyed it since we put that 1500 lights on there.
Yeah. Yeah, we redid all the lights, mm-hmm. tripled the lights.
Mm-hmm. All right, what, you want something new?
I don't know. Maybe it's just time for something different. We've just had that chrome tree for a long time.
Okay, well, let's check it out. You know, last year they had a real silver tree. Well, it wasn't a 50s, but it's a remake of a real silver tree.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it was like $500.
Oh, I bet it was. Was it like a 4-footer?
Yeah, and it came with the color light.
The color wheel?
Mm-hmm. Color wheel.
Like the old-fashioned with the wheel and then the light shining through the uh-huh. color light. Oh,
and
that's
then
cool.
It spins.
Yeah,
yeah,
those were sweet.
It was super cool. And then they had wreaths and garlands, too, that were all the same.
That's fun.
Yeah. But see, I like the silver.
I like the silver, too. I just am saying if we had it
that's
long.
That's a huge tree.
It's 7 foot.
Well, and around the bottom, it's so fat.
It's giant.
It's fat. But sticks out way further than the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes up the whole room. It
takes up the whole front window.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, like from corner to corner and top to top. Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Anyways, let's look at it. Ooh, should we just go cut one down?
Oh, maybe do a real tree this year. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. We haven't done a real tree in forever.
Yeah, if you guys haven't done that, you should check into it.
Yeah.
You buy a permit and you go up to the mountains through, what is it, in pine?
Mm-hmm.
And you go up and you cut down a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's awesome. Up to six inches.
Yeah, up to six. Six or eight?
Six.
Yeah.
What if we just went and bought like four of them and then gave them away on the podcast?
Oh, that'd be fun.
And then
they can come with us?
We all go together and get trees on the same day, which we normally would go the weekend right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
We would go that Saturday.
Right.
So, yeah.
She's all, ooh, chicken blood.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We just had a little chicken blood spill here
on the
real
floor.
Quick, and now we got that all cleaned up.
The dogs came inside, and they just stopped in their tracks.
They were
right
all,
there.
Ooh, chicken blood.
I smell it. Yeah, that would be fun.
It's part of the party.
It's all part of the party. You'll have to try and find it when you come to the party. There's a lot of things you're going to have to try and find when you come to the party.
Yeah, that's exactly
I think
right.
We should do that.
Okay.
Write that down. Christmas tree. Giveaway. We're going to
give
away.
Christmas tree giveaway. We'll go cut down a Christmas tree.
Yep, with us. After the day, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we'll all go up and we'll meet somewhere here in town, maybe. And then go. Something like that.
Yeah. We should. We usually go up kind of early, right?
Oh, yeah. We got to go up early.
I was thinking maybe like a coffee shop or a donut shop
totally.
Or something.
Yep, right there.
Meet there and then go up.
Area kind of 285. Because that would go out 285 to go get the trees.
Yeah, 285 up.
And so we'll meet somewhere out there.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Okay, if you're into that, definitely let us know if
How
you want to be a
part
How
do we do the contest?
Don't know. We'll figure that. We've got time.
Okay, we'll let you know.
But that's something we're going to do.
Christmas tree giveaway.
We're going to give away
with
at least three trees.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
I think they're like $10.
They're $10 per minute.
Yeah, and
I think I can buy four.
I think so.
At a time.
We'll go up and we'll check it out.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll find out when they go on sale. And I'll
pretty soon.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, it'd
We're
be
doing
super
that.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. Okay, Christmas tree adventure with the swallows. That's going to be excellent coming up in November. So that will be right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
If you're having a Halloween get together on Halloween and you'd like for us to come, we'll come.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember we went to that one, John's house?
Yeah.
And they had a huge house with lots of decorations and we kind of hung out with them and gave out candy. And,
right.
Because they had a lot of trick-or-treaters and we drank and hung out.
That was fun.
Yeah. That'd be fun to do again.
On Halloween?
On Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know. Email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Everythingswallowpodcast. Because that would be cool. We need to get out and meet more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if we need to get invited to people's houses.
Yes, invite us over.
Yeah,
we're very friendly.
Right, we'll bring a chicken bone.
Bring a chicken bone. Whatever.
Especially if you have a hot tub.
Oh,
are you crazy? I mean, now we've got to have a hot tub ourselves, but right. We'll still visit friends' other hot tubs. Yeah, we're not hot tub.
We're hot tub hoppers.
We are hot tub hoppers. Let it be known.
Hot tub hoppers.
That the swallows are not afraid.
Nope, and to bring my own robe.
Of a strange hot tub. Or not. Water don't frighten me.
Nah.
At all.
Neither do naked strangers.
They're the least frightening.
Yeah. You can see them running.
When's a naked stranger ever hurt you? Never. Not once.
I would say you were the last naked stranger I met.
Well, and see how well it worked out.
Okay. I love it. Hey, did you realize that I was a tantric sex healer?
I did not know that you were. Well, I knew that you were a sex therapy person. I've been telling you that for years, that you should go take a couple classes at a college annex for therapy or psychology, and then just start calling yourself a therapist, because you speak with such knowledge because you've been given it on your life's journey that you help people. You are a tantric sex healer.
Yeah.
And we would, I would love to go take some classes or go to a workshop or something like that.
Yeah.
And then apparently that's all you have to do.
Right.
And then just call yourself.
If you want Shayna to help heal you.
Exactly.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
Now, do you do talk therapy or touch therapy?
I would like touch therapy.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they go hand in hand.
Right. Well, you can't touch without talking.
Talking, right.
And it's hard for me to talk without touching.
That is true. Just pretty interesting. Yesterday was a pretty interesting podcast.
It was very interesting.
You should go back and listen to it.
You should. And not just because the guy was a tantric sex healer, but he was very educational as well.
Yeah.
And enlightening.
And enlightening.
And maybe you might listen to him and think, wow, I should rethink some things in my own life.
Right.
I might open
up some other possibilities
exactly.
for you.
Yeah. You know right? what I mean?
And even if you're struggling in your relationship, reach out to him. He might be able to help you.
He might be able to help. Even his free 1-hour consultation as a couple would probably do a lot of help for people.
Yep.
Because I learned stuff and we hung out with him for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He's coming back.
Oh, yeah. He's coming back.
I'm going to have him back on the Sex Talk Saturday.
Are you? With some girls?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
I know, I got to get my girls together for
the next
round.
Yeah,
you
got to find the right group.
Well, he's leaving in November to go to Mexico because he's doing that international.
Right, he's teaching at a healing conference or something?
Yeah,
or,
in Mexico.
Yeah, no, that would be cool. In Mexico.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be
so
fun.
So he's going to do that in November.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do it before he leaves.
Okay. That means this last week of September. October.
October. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so go back and listen to that podcast for sure. I suggest you go back and listen to all the podcasts. Fridays was super fun.
Yeah,
we just laughed our asses off on Friday for some reason because we were delirious.
We've been so busy.
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone's
busy. It's
crazy
how life has started.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we were busy before, but really we weren't.
Yeah, but we're not busy compared to some. I mean, imagine if you had two kids and one in soccer and one in gymnastics and then you had freaking PTA. You know what I mean? There's
so
a lot of busy moms
and
families out there. So,
hey, moms, don't do that to yourself. Don't put all that stress on yourself.
No.
It's not worth it.
Put them in a lift.
They grow up and then they're gone and it.
They don't even play baseball.
Though. Right. Right, so don't stress yourself out.
Right.
You know what's better? Spend time with them. Yeah. Instead of taking them to sports, like, teach them something
at
home.
Watch TV with them.
No. Oh. Teach them something. Do something. I did so many things with our kids.
Me too.
I mean, that's how come they are so fantastic now. And they can be put in any situation because it wasn't always just about sitting in front of the TV or on your laptop or on your tablet or on your phone.
Yeah. Everything that we made, because we craft like crazy and we make everything, and I'm a part-time engineer.
Mm-hmm, you are.
I've done everything with the boy.
Yep.
And the girl, you know what I mean?
And now look at what he's done for his own car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, you're all good, Ma. You can...
Well, I was just thinking for a second.
Okay, you do what you need to. You don't have to worry, okay? Yeah, he's done amazing things with his car. Because he's He's got that engineer mind.
Yeah.
He does.
He's super smart.
And I feel like I helped pass that on.
Absolutely. He got most of it for me. But you did. You did help pass it on.
I did.
Yeah.
But he did get it from you, too. Golly.
I taught you.
You taught me and I taught him. And now we have all been learned by Shayna. Join the club. Come over and get some education from Shayna.
Get learned by Shayna.
Get learned by Shayna. She'll learn you up.
Whatever it is you need to be learned, we'll do it. It will be great. It's going to be fine. Okay, so today we are doing the sandworm.
Today we're working. I'm picketing. I'm working in the backyard.
Yeah,
I'm
getting ready for Halloween. Yeah, we got to get the backyard done. I mean, today we got to wrap it up.
We have to finish this shit up so tomorrow we can make Jell-O shots.
It is the wrap-up party.
You already have a costume, Shayna.
I have a freaking room full of costumes.
I think I'm going to wear a bustier.
Okay.
I think I'm going to wear a bustier. And I think I've changed to, I'm going to be Doggett.
Doggett?
Yeah. So leather pants.
Are you coming as Beth?
Leather. I'm coming as Beth. But now I am going, because no one else will be Beth. I'm going to be
she
Beth.
She just died.
So what?
Come on.
So what? I'm honoring her. We are honoring her by being her with the biggest Beth boobs I can get in my
shirt.
That you
can find.
Yeah, in my bustier. But that's it, okay?
Have you ever been that guy that's on the...
A Rocky Horror Picture Show? Yeah,
Frankfurter. No, I've thought about being Frankfurter before. That would be funny.
We should work on that for next year.
Yeah.
Because we got to get those shoes. We got to make
You
got to
have the right shoes.
Yeah.
I can't be wearing my Crocs.
Yeah, they're totally... Yeah. We can make you Croc heels.
Frankfurter and Crocs. I could probably make a pair of sweet Croc heels. I have made shoes before.
Yes, you have. Now they weigh 10 pounds each.
And they made me 7 feet tall.
Yes, they did.
So, I don't know. We got to just get to work.
Okay.
Are you ready?
We're going to get to work, yes.
All right. I love you all.
It's a shorty one today.
It's a short one, but
shorty,
maybe we'll do some videos today. Nonsense.
Yeah, let's try
We'll try to do some videos, but we make no promises.
I'm going to try to video you on the ladder because you hate being up
there. I'm not getting on the ladder.
Yeah,
you are. Oh, yeah, I guess I have
to. Yeah, you are.
All right, we'll say goodbye.
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 Goodbye.